You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. After she started violin lessons at age 10, Grand Rapids native Carissa Wilson grew up expecting to pursue classical music. That changed when she finished high school. She discovered she loved to sing, write songs, and play guitar. Nationally, she shared a stage with artists from Talib Kweli to Billy Bob Thornton. On Tuesday, she'll play at Salt of the Earth in Fenville. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, Wilson says she's currently going through the best kind of pivotal times.
A group of New York music producers once told Carissa Wilson that her music was too all over the place. But she says to pick one genre would go against her art. Her sound includes what she calls the notes of jazz in her voice, but she says what she sings isn't jazz, nor would she call it bluegrass.
But there are notes of even country I've heard people say in my voice, and I do really enjoy singers like Emmylou Harris.
Folk is also in the mix. Any singer who plays acoustic guitar is likely to hear themselves described as a folk singer, she says. And then there's the blues, as heard in her song, No Words.
Sometimes you say it's like there's two of me. Oh, one who's sweet and one that there's tea.
It's kind of hard to avoid blues. It's so ingrained into even rock and roll. So, you know, all of these styles wrapped up in one. I think Americana is the term that sort of most suitably fits it.
And plenty of people appreciate her wide-ranging style. Wilson's 2007 debut album, Little Girl, won Album of the Year in the coveted WYCE Jammies. She also won Best New Artist, and her follow-up album, Stronger, won Best Contemporary Folk Album.
Just leave me alone. Don't tempt me with those puppy dog eyes.
Just Leave Me Alone from that second album strikes a playful note.
I think of like girls kind of chatting about, oh, this guy tried to hit on me, is he crazy? Flash, you know, just kind of being playful with your spouse or your boyfriend or something. Like, they don't get, you know, you better appreciate who you've got snagged here.
But in other songs, you can hear her working through grief. Wilson lost both her parents within 2 years, first her mother in 2006, and then her father. She was only in her late 20s, and one of her siblings was still in high school.
I'll only grow stronger with every challenging piece of adventure. Only grow stronger.
Wilson says as she sings, she's trying to convince herself.
It's all of these tragic things, they don't just happen to you, even though it feels like it in the moment. You just feel very, like you're the only one. But, you know, the things, people get sick and they die, and you know, life has to go on, and those things can kind of make you this negative person who doesn't enjoy life, or they can make you stronger.
Wilson drew on that resilience as she went forward with her career, and then came some positive changes. She married several years ago, and just 5 months ago, she had her first child. She says she'd long been on the fence about starting a family.
Because I thought, well, I won't be able to do this, I won't be able to do that. How can I do what I'm doing with a baby? As soon as I got pregnant, those concerns faded to the background because I was just so excited.
She says she ended up enjoying the way pregnancy changed her writing and performing routines, and now the pace of her work life has picked up again. She says it helps that she can stay with her son during the day and still perform in the evenings. She's happy to be in the moment.
I hope it persists. I know my life isn't over and there's got to be other things that will be valleys, you know, that I have to go through, but I want to maintain this attitude as long as I can because it's working for me.
Wilson is working on expanding her presence on the regional festival circuit, and she's writing songs for her third album. She says she wants it to show how she's grown as a musician, even since Stronger. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.
Carissa Wilson will perform at Salt of the Earth in Fenville on Tuesday. Reservations are recommended. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.